Quiet Mind, Day 13. Freedom is a practice. How slipping into presence again and again becomes your new way of being. That moment you had, the glimpse of freedom from mind and time, wasn't a fluke. It was a preview, a taste of your natural state, not a rare anomaly. But yes, the gravitational pull of psychological time is strong. It's been the default mode of humanity for so long that drifting back into it feels automatic. That's not failure. That's just part of the awakening process. We're not just talking about personal growth here. We're in the middle of a planetary shift. Consciousness is evolving. The old structures built on fear, control, and separation are cracking and something new is emerging. But it's not automatic. This isn't fate. It's an invitation. Your presence is your contribution. And yes, it matters. If you want a quick check-in with yourself, ask this: is there joy, ease, or lightness in what I'm doing right now? If not, you're probably lost in time, either dragging the past behind you or racing toward an imagined future. You don't necessarily need to change what you're doing, just how you're doing it. Shift your focus from outcome to presence. Attention to this moment, fully given, transforms even the simplest task into something infused with care, peace, and yes, joy. That doesn't mean giving up your goals. It means giving up the illusion that achieving them will finally make you complete. Once you're rooted in presence, you still act, create, plan, but with a different energy. Not desperation, not striving, but playfulness, power, love. You've already succeeded before anything even happens. So what does it mean to be free of time? It doesn't mean skipping your dentist appointment or ignoring your aging body. It means letting go of the psychological baggage attached to that, to time. Your identity clinging to the past, your happiness depending on the future. Bills and aging aren't the problem. Forgetting who you are while worrying about them is. Real freedom isn't some distant prize. It's the absence of inner resistance now. And yes, at first it's fleeting. You drift into presence, then slip out again. But the moment you notice you've left it, that's already presence. Each return builds the muscle. You start catching yourself sooner. You stay present longer. It becomes less of a mystical experience and more of your normal state, until eventually the background noise of your life is no longer fear or striving, but stillness, peace. Don't wait for the mind to stop its chatter before you begin. Just begin. Start where you are. You won't be perfect at it, and you don't have to be. Just come back again and again. That's the practice. That's the path.